CAZYB, you're on, Walt.
In the right mic to talk to.
Sorry I didn't make it out there earlier. Another rough night and not sleeping.
What you mean about them nights? After I signed off last night, I got up to go out the door and KN4RJN, my buddy John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina, he called me on the phone, and man, we sat here and talked and talked. It's about 12:30 or 1 o'clock before I ever cut the lights out and went to bed.
Got a late one then. Yeah, that was about, I think when me, you, and Daniel was on, oh, I don't know, what, last, over the weekend or something? I think we were out there till about midnight anyway. But, you know, I have to get up at like 3:30 in the morning and run my brother to a drop-off point in Easley, where one of his buddies he works with picks him up there, and they continue on to North Carolina where they got a job going on. So, yeah, many nights with zero sleep. That's not why I can't sleep well. It's just this nerve problem I've got, you know, causes me not to be able to sleep well at all.
Those nights with my legs, and sometimes it feels like I'm standing in front of one of those kerosene shop heaters, you know, looks like a torpedo. It's got a blower on it. Sometimes my legs feel like I'm standing right in front of one of them things.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, that's what my arms and shoulders feel like 24/7 with that sympathetic nerve disease I've got. It's definitely no fun, man, that's for sure. And, yeah. And, you know, there's no cure for this nerve problem. All they can do is try to control things and slow it down. But they have a feeling it's went into my legs at this point. You know, I'm seeing a couple different specialists right now, but they haven't given me a 100% diagnosis, but they think that's what's happening. And if that goes full blown, I'll be in a wheelchair.
Exactly what they told me last Wednesday morning at the emergency room. There is no cure for it, and it just keeps progressing. And eventually I'll end up in a wheelchair. And I hope it don't progress as fast as it has here in the last month. I do good to walk across the street from my shack to the mailbox, which is maybe 50, 60 feet. And then my grandson's got a big trampoline in the front yard. I can make it to the mailbox, but on the way back to the shack, I have to stop and sit on the edge of that trampoline for a minute before my left leg will work good enough to get back into the shack. For OIM. Jeff, are you still there? Well, looks like something went wrong with this radio. This is K4OIM. I'll be clear but monitoring.
Like something's coming in with me, is that what you said?
Just wasn't transmitting.
Hold on a second. It's probably this microphone. Give me a second.
K5WLL. Sounded like you switched over to 8-2 and continued your conversation. I heard you on the scanner there, over. K5WLL, clear.
K5, buddy, yeah. And if that's what it is, and I had a couple problems with this last night when we were talking. It's one of those microphones that has like the phone type plug in, and I do not like those things, man, because they'll come loose a little bit and cause problems. I wish it had like a 4 or 6 pin plug, but it doesn't. You know, it's got one of those type of jacks on it, and I just don't like them too much. KECZYB.
Can receiver that had that modular jack on it. And that thing would constantly come unplugged from the radio or either from the back of the microphone. And it was aggravating. I started to switch them out and put a 6 or 8 pin plug in there, but I ended up selling the radio and the mic, so that cured the problem, Jeff.
M4WHM monitoring. NUE monitoring.
YB, yeah. I don't like them. You know, I might consider doing that as well and just getting rid of that. I take that back. I think all the mobiles I've had on the amateur side have had these type of jacks. I heard you guys throw your call out there. I don't know who wants to jump in there next. Whoever wants it, go ahead and pick it up. KACACYB.
4OYM. Sound like we're about to get a round table going there. Anybody want to pick it up?
Teal, how y'all doing today? This is Chad, KO4NUE.
For OLK monitoring.
KO4OLK. I'm pretty sure I messed that up. K4OIM. N4WHM. And KO4NUE. Anybody else want to jump in? Start. Hey, Walt. Hey, Bill. And a new call. How are y'all today? I just got back from Virginia yesterday, and I am absolutely still exhausted. And so I just have got to the radio today and turned it on, and lo and behold, there's Walt. So, Walt, I just was going to ask and see how things went last night for you on the net. And I had a question for you, but it's kind of slipped my mind. Oh, yeah. Radiogram. Have you received that in the mail yet?
I'm kind of cleaning my shack and rearranging in here, and that's the first thing that's going to go on the wall. I think I'll frame it. Go to Dollar General and get me a picture frame and frame it and put it on the wall. I've got a certificate from, I can't think of the call sign, but it's a special event station that comes on the air 2 weeks before Christmas each year. And it's in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And you contact that station, they send you a 8x10 picture of the orphanage up there where they broadcast from. And I've got it here, got it framed up with my antique FCC license certificate. I've got it framed and hanging on the wall. And I've rearranged in here, Chad, and got all my boat anchors out of the back room back there into a bookcase and on my desk, and still got to make room for one more old Holocrafter SX-120 that I've got about halfway recapped, and then all these medical problems come up, and I've set it aside, but now I'm going to have a little time to tear into it and finish recapping it. K4OIM for IV. Whoever's next on here, pick it up. Let's go.
For WHM. Well, I've been putting up my first HF antenna this morning. I got a Maxcon off-center fed dipole and got it up about 40 feet and got it anchored to the center, is, or the offset is anchored to an antenna mast at about 38 feet, and the ends are pulled up to about 40 feet. So all in all, about 40 feet above ground. So I'm pleased with it. I did it the easy way. I had a cherry picker lift and was able to just pop up to those trees and put it in and move on.
May want to get out here. I went up to up above Fletcher about 2 months ago to a Silent Key estate sale and bought a Ken Pro 2 straight key, and the lady gave me a antenna launcher, and I've got the bicycle pump, and finally remembered yesterday at the auto parts house to buy a tire pressure gauge, and I want to try that thing out. I've got a 80-40 meter pan dipole up. I've got the center of it up about 45 feet, but it's up in an inverted V shape, and the ends of it are only about 10 feet off the ground, but I got the trees that where I can get the ends of it up to about 45 feet and have it flat topped. I wanted to get out there and put a freeze plug in my truck, but I think it's about putting that off till tomorrow while it ground to dry up a little bit. And I may get out here and shoot them ends up a little higher. Whoever's next, pick it up. K4OIM.
The new guy's going to jump in, but if he is, I'll break for a second and give him an opportunity, so we're being respectful, so stand by.
OLK, Stephen in Pendleton, do you recopy me?
We got you, Stephen. We've been waiting on you, bud. Come on in. Let us know what's going on with you today.
On an HT out in the RV park walking the pups, and I've got my base station and the RV set up as a relay into the repeater. And I've tried a couple times to raise you guys, and evidently went right over the top of you, or you guys didn't hear me until I got a little closer back to my RV.
So you are maybe, what is it, a Kenwood TVM-71 crossband? Is that what you're doing?
Unitech crossband, the X50X3 or so, I think it is the model name. And so I got an HT on the 70-centimeter band, and then I'm retransmitting from that up to the repeater.
Sounded really good. I mean, you're really, really quiet into the repeater, and I'm getting a really good signal, almost full quieting, as a matter of fact. So, sounded good. So, Q4NUE, I guess Chad out of Campobello, and I've got a Yaesu 991A I'm talking on, and I've got a deer camp up in Pickens that I've got a Kenwood TVM-71 crossband repeater that I use with my handy talkie, because I run a trap line up there and I can't get out with the handy talkie, but I can hit my crossbander and jump right up to Caesar's Head and get some help if I need to. So you sounding real good. Next station, pick it up.
Maybe my turn. M4WHM, Bill here in Hartwell. And yes, you're sounding good on the crossband repeat. Those usually work good for a pretty good distance. As long as you've got your crossband set where it's transmitting on a low wattage, it won't heat up as quick, and you can set your HT to maximum, where you can get your full strength and distance from it. But I've always been told to transmit as low as you can, maybe even 5 watts on crossband, so it won't burn up the finals in the radio.
Okay,
but I could be wrong. It was all from the internet, so take it for what it's worth. And for WHM.
10-0-TR-Mobile, hi Bill.
I don't know who's next, but pick it up.
10-0-TR, hi Bill.
Morning, Tom. How are you?
Open hospitals there. Got your pictures. Congratulations on the antenna. Really good to see that. Go ahead, Mr. Chad. Glad to hear you back. I've called you a couple times, but you haven't been home.
Tom, I just got back from Virginia yesterday and took care of what we needed to take care of. I've talked with you about it, maybe off the air, but I am absolutely exhausted. I mean, I cannot get motivated. I can't get up and do anything. I just feel just in that vehicle all day yesterday. Got up at 4 a.m. for to do the medical piece, and then after that, we got in the truck and decided to come on home. So I hit his QTH last night about 6 o'clock. And then drove an hour back to Campobello. And when I got in the bed last night, I could still hear that Cummins in my head for about an hour and a half. So I am still just dragging a little bit. But I can tell you what, it is so nice to hear these voices. I don't know what to do, because them people up there are just, they a little different, if you know what I mean.
Another gentleman go with the crossband. My name's Tom.
Well, okay, this is Steve and I have the crossband, and the fellow that was describing the setup is exactly what I've got. I'm up on the 70-centimeter band, and at the end of the RV station, I had a couple of big Class A RV buses between me and my antenna. And so that's probably, I could hear you, but I couldn't transmit to you.
Yep. That's Walt's in there, too.
Oh, I didn't know it. I thought he was long gone. I heard him earlier.
At work, I may go out here and the ends of my band dipole up a little higher. But, Jeff, you still in here? We lost Jeff, or either his mic came loose again. So, my daughter just brought me a sub sandwich. And, I'm gonna jump out of here and eat my sandwich and chips and decide whether I'm going to get that antenna up any higher or not. Good talking to you fellas, and I'm going to turn it back over to Chad or whoever it goes to, but I'm going to go ahead and clear out of here and eat my lunch and get something done today. I feel like Chad, though. I can't hardly move and get going this morning. So I'll say 73s, and I guess I'll turn it back to you, Chad.
Hey, Walt, man, come on now, I hadn't had lunch yet. I'm pretty hungry, and you keep talking about that sub sandwich. Just stay here and talk with me for about another hour and a half. You can eat that sandwich later.
My old boss man. I went into work one morning. We was putting a 24-inch sewer line in down in the swamp, down there in Fountain Inn. And we had to cut the road, but we had to get permission to cut the road because a couple of school buses used it. And we had to wait till 9 o'clock in the morning to cut the road, and it had to be crossed, backfilled, pressure run down by 3 o'clock that day. But I got into, they call it running sand. It's just like a river of real fine sand. And I hit that, and the paints went to caving in. And I went into work that morning at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. guys off at 5 o'clock on Friday. And I kept telling boss man, man, I got to go suck up that truck right now, go to sleep. He said, Walt, you can sleep when you're dead. Get back in that machine.
I'm just messing with you, bud. KO4 English, 73 to you, bud. Go ahead. I think it's Tom's turn. Go ahead, Tom. You still in there?
Yeah, I'm still here. We're headed home. I see the biggest thing today is Bill got that antenna up. And you evidently went and rented a bucket truck, didn't you, Bill?
I rented a little pull-behind cherry picker, and had a friend of mine that has a big truck, 2500, come over and pull it to the house for me and help me with everything. And we started at 8 o'clock, and we were finished right at noon, so it took about 4 hours. That was counting time to go pick up the lift, which was about 20 minutes away. Figure out what we were going to do, which trees, get it up, and now all I got to do is hook it up and see if I can receive anything.
Wonderful. Congratulations on that, Bill. Oh, and I just had some little old cheese and crackers. I guess is that what you call them, Bernice? Crackers and peanut butter on the way home. I'm getting hungry, too, Chad. Well, I called you the other day. I know I heard Bill saying, I heard you talking to him, and you was going to be way late and all that stuff. And at any rate, I thought that was the reason you weren't around. You was pooped out. This is NGLTR.
Dragon, bud. I mean, just, I don't know, just tired. And that road just beats you down. But KO4OLK, I'm sorry I didn't get your first name, sir. Are you still in there?
Well, Kay, this is Steven. I'm down here in Pendleton. Yes, I am. I've been hearing all this fuss about lunch. I'm getting ready to grill me a bunch of chicken on the barbecue here in a little bit.
Oh, man, you are the envy of all of us. And I hope you enjoy some of that chicken, but I think I'm just going to go get me a tomato sandwich. I just don't have the energy to do anything else today. But, Walt, Tom, I got quite a story to tell you as far as some of the military stuff goes. If you're still in there, I'll keep it brief.
Yes, Chad.
All of the written documents that I had up to, still have yet to hear from Virginia at the U.S. Army Museum. So I just said, hey, you know, to heck with them if they're not interested. So I took the bulk of what I had up to the Brevard Soldiers Museum up in Brevard, North Carolina. And the curator and a couple of his people and his staff, I mean, they were absolutely ecstatic to even be able to review the documents and look at them, and was just, you know, just made me feel really good to know that he didn't take everything. He took a few items to put on display, and they're going to take her grandfather and do a display on him because he was in World War I and World War II. And put some of the documents up for people to view. Now, he said it would take some time to get everything preserved and framed and get it up in the frame so people could see. But we're happy and excited with that. Learned a lot also. So with museum, and I didn't know this, but it makes sense, there's a difference between a museum and an archive. So museums typically handle items that are tangible items that could possibly be touched and for people to see. And archives handle documents. because documents are typically on some type of paper-based product and they need to be preserved and handled a little bit differently and cataloged so that the information can be found upon request. And he said typically people don't come to a museum to read documents, although some documents that are of extraordinary character can be admitted into a museum, as the Constitution of the United States, or something that's that extraordinary. But he gave me some references to put the rest of the stuff in the National Archives, and we are definitely considering that as well. So all in all, it turned out well, and I'm pleased, and we get most of the information preserved the right way, and other people can see and be a part of it, too. So I'm pleased with that, and I feel like I did the right thing, too. So KL4NUE.
Out of there, and your wife in particular, that's great. Glad things went well for you up there, Chad, and kudos to you. You went to a lot of extra effort to get that reviewed. So I'll send it over to Mr. Bill, and I gotta watch this corner here and pulling off of Gap Creek Road onto 14. We're not far off from home though, Bill. In 4WHM and 0TR mobile. I think he might got called aside, so I believe it was Steve. Go back to him.
Steve, KO4OLK. Change the subject just a little bit. I'm in an RV, don't have a whole lot of space, and I'm interested in picking up a 20-meter rig to be able to expand my range, but I don't have a whole lot of room. Went online and started looking around, and what I'm finding are great big huge base stations. Do they make such a thing as a smaller but nice 20-meter mobile unit?
Oh, well, I don't know about that, but Chad can tell you a little bit about something. He's been looking into them lately. They used to make these ICOM 706s, I think they were. But you need to talk to somebody that's knowledgeable about them, and they are small, and they cover all of the HF bands, and they're not too uncommon. Go ahead, Chad.
KN4VWA.
So, yeah, Stephen, KO4OLK. I hear you in there, Steve. This is my experience. I haven't been in this hobby long, but my experience is that, so I have a Yaesu 991 that's basically called a shack in the box, and I absolutely love the radio. It's set up to be portable, and you can use it in an RV, and when you're done, you can take it home and put it in your base station. The only drawback with this radio is it is a little pricey, but it covers all of the bands, and that would leave you room for expansion. So if you wanted to, you know, if you go to an RV park in Arizona, you put up a big antenna. But if you're in a RV park in, you know, Camp Croft, you can drop down to a small antenna and pick and choose whatever bands you want. So I guess what I'm trying to say from my experience, and I'm not saying I'm right, is that if you could spend a little extra money, you could have access to all the bands and be able to use the radio in different locations as you moved. That would be my advice. I'm not saying it's right. I have a different way of thinking about things sometimes. But that's my personal opinion, and I hope that helps you. So go ahead, Steve. You still in there?
Yeah, when it comes to mobile HF, you're not going to find one, I don't think, that's going to cover just one band, and it's going to be either 160 through 10, or it's going to cover everything. And that IC706 Mark II G is a good radio.
But there's also the Yaesu 857D, and I've got one of those. And the thing I like about that is if you buy yourself a Yaesu ATAS, which is ATAS-120A antenna, which is a screwdriver antenna, you can cover 40 through 440 and everything in between with that one antenna, just at a push of a button, because the thing is that particular radio is designed to work with that antenna, and it'll tune itself. You push one button, and it'll sit there and screwdriver itself right into perfect tune. Otherwise, you're looking at ham sticks or Tar Heel antennas, which can be kind of gangly and huge and all kinds of stuff. I'm running an ATOS with an 857D, and I've talked all over the country. And I use it for my 2-meter 440.
I got to go, guys. So there's some good advice, and I'll say 73s, and here's your tip of the day. I heard through the grapevine that in the near future, and I'm not sure exactly when, there will be a 991A come up on the swap net on Wednesday night on the 610 repeater. Have a good day. 73s, and 0TR.
4OLK, you still in there, Steve?
Yeah. Not to digest, but I did hear one thing about the screwdriver antenna that gave me hope. Right now I've got my VHF antenna up on a 25-foot flagpole, and I don't know why I couldn't simply parallel mount a screwdriver right up there beside it. So you gave me some ideas to go look and do some research. I appreciate that.
I'll be back in about 10 minutes or so. Chad, try to behave yourself, boy. K4 VWA, I'm clear.
I will, brother. Hey, grab me a couple of Hondos while you're in there, would you? I guess it's up to me and you. But you still in there?
Yeah, but I think my wife's getting ready to be calling me about cooking on some of that chicken I was talking about earlier, so I think I'm going to bow out as well. KO4, OLK, clear. Have a great day, 73s.
I enjoyed talking with you, Stephen. KO4 NUE, Chad, 73s to you, sir, and y'all have a wonderful day and enjoy some of that chicken.
NUE, KD2BNG, I guess I missed everyone, but...
D2, I didn't get the last three, brother. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
BNG, Bravo November Golf. Name's Glenn. I'm sure I've heard you before.
This is Chad down in Campobello. And I got Deer Camp up in Liberty. So, yeah, I've definitely talked with you before. How you doing today, sir?
Yeah, just about. I almost think, you know, mobile HF is almost an oxymoron, and you wonder, you know, with these smaller HF units, like the ASU one you mentioned, and that one screwdriver antenna, you know, what are the design compromises? I suppose I'm still thinking in terms of, you know, an HF antenna has to take up half your backyard, and the radio is probably a small suitcase, but maybe that's an old-fashioned opinion.
I guess I honestly hadn't been in this hobby long enough to really get that depth into it. But at some point, yeah, I guess you got to kind of factor in where you are and what kind of antenna you can put up and what you can do and try to deal with certain limitations and. I guess just decide if you can live with those limitations or not, but I guess it just depends on the person. But for me, personally, and I guess it's a different for everybody, is that, you know, the way I've got this figured out in my mind is that I want to be able to speak in certain distances. So, in other words, if you put me on a map in Campobello, I would like to have a 100-mile radius around me. Then from 100 miles up to 400 miles, and then from 400 miles up to 1,000 miles, and to be able to switch in between, you know, those antennas and go that range with, go that route with it. I could be thinking wrong, but that's kind of where I'm at. And so far I've made it to Costa Rica and Sydney, Australia. So, you know, so far so good. We'll see though.
Talk. I still haven't put up a proper HF antenna. Well, you know, I got a 70, there's a 75 meter ham stick and a 40 meter ham stick. I'll just unscrew that antenna, put one of those in. And I got that Yaesu FT890. Not exactly affordable, but maybe I should try to do, well, actually I did try that a few week or two ago and didn't get very far with it. You know, I had that, that's kind of a big unit, but I had it operating in the car here, you know, subject to some restrictions. I can't plug it into a cigarette lighter. I should find a way to run it right to the battery.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I guess, is there's just so many avenues and so many things you can do that, you know, everybody's got their own ideas and their own ways to go, and the neat thing about it is that nobody's really wrong. I mean, it it works, and you know, if the user's comfortable with it, then I guess at the end of the day, that's kind of all that matters, you know. But anyway, other than that, what you been up to, bud? It's been a while since I've heard you on.
Yeah, and I haven't even tried to check into the net that often lately either, have I? I don't know. I guess I just, got other things to occupy my mind. Yeah, that's right. I haven't even been on the net lately. So, you know, no reason I can think of. I mean, I'm no more or less busy than I was before. Just haven't been on the air much.
Well, you know, as long as everything is okay, I mean, if you got things to occupy your mind, that's always a good thing. Keeps you busy, keeps you out of trouble. So, you know, nothing wrong with that. I'm just wondering if, you know, he's okay. Hadn't heard you in a while and all.
Right, I haven't been on in a while. At the very least, I should at least try to make the net most times a week. But, yeah, I mean, not any one particular thing I can think of. Just, you know, just sort of dropped off for a while.
Understand, it's easy to do, you know, get occupied with this and occupied with that and so on and so forth. But just FYI, the last Monday, you know, Caesar's Head was doing the 100 check-in out of in memorial for Ray, and it took them a month to get over 100 check-ins, but we finally got it on the last Monday of the month with 102 check-ins. So that was pretty exciting to get over 100. It took us 3 months to do, but me and my wife were listening on the radio, and we were just really excited.
You don't hear from people for a while. It's assumed, you know, you automatically assume either they become a silent key. But, you know, don't necessarily assume that. I mean, there's people I haven't heard in a while. WR8RW, where's he been? I haven't heard him in possibly quite a long time.
Brother, I really am not. I haven't noticed. Not too familiar with that call either, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, you know, so sometimes you'll hear people you haven't heard in a while, and then people you hear every day suddenly vanish. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean anything.
I understand that, but listen, bud, I'm gonna have to jump on out of here. I gotta run into town and get some stuff. I got my turn to cook supper tonight. So it was a pleasure talking to you, Lynn, and I hope all is well with you. And this is KO4NUE, Chad, down at Campobello, and I'll be clear on your final, sir.
KD2BNG. All right, you go get dinner ready. That's probably what I got to do. I got to put away the groceries and cook something eventually. So I'll let you go get your day started. Anyway, nice talking to you, 73s, and we'll hear you later, KD2BNG. I'll be clear.
BNG, KN4BWA.
WA, go ahead.
Hey, Glenn, this is Steve again. I talked to you this morning. WR8RW, Robert, he's just not on 2 meter that much anymore. He hadn't been traveling much. And, you know, he no longer calls the net over there for Greenville Club. And, but he's still on the HF a lot. So, and he was at the last meeting over in Greer, and he's doing pretty good. He's just, like I said, not on the 2 meter much.
I'm thinking of, couldn't immediately come up with his name. Yeah, I, you know, as I was just saying, some people just kind of fall off the earth for a while. Doesn't necessarily mean anything. You know, you get busy with things, or, you know, things happen. Oh, so he's mostly, I'll see if I can find one of the HF nets going on around here sometime. You know what, I'll take that Yaesu radio and I'll put it in the car here and try to hook it directly to the battery and replace this antenna with the 75 meter hamstick, and I'll see if maybe I can poke around HF sometime in the next few days.
Definitely do that. What kind of radio are you talking about?
FT-890. It's probably, you know, when did Yaesu make them? Like 30 years ago. It's one with the, it's actually the 890 AT. It's one with the, not the 890. What the hell's the designation? Yeah, it's 160 to, you know, 10 meters. It's got FM, too, on 10 meters, and it's got the built-in tuner.
Good radios. You want to let it go?
Yeah, I think I may have discussed that with someone once before. I don't know how much use I'm getting out of it. Although I might get more use of that than out of the ICOM 718, because that thing, I don't have a tuner for that thing, do I? I suppose I have a manual tuner.
What's the exact designation on that radio you're talking about? It's a 8 what?
FT-890? Is that a thing? Or maybe I'm smashing together parts of two model numbers.
891.
Bigger than that, though.
Is it for mobile?
In the sense that it has 12 volts and you can get some carrying handle for it, but no, I wouldn't call it mobile. It's I'd call it a desktop or base radio.
Well, I tell you what, how about finding out what that is and let me know what radio that is, okay? I might be interested in it.
For 2 minutes, I'll go have a look at the box.
Sure.
91-891.
857 and a couple of others, too. I just want to verify which one he's talking about.
Yes, ma'am.
Here. Yaesu FT-890. And it's actually FT-890-AT. It's the one with the tuner. And I'd say it's from, like, early 1990s. Technically a mobile in the sense that it's a battery power supply and there's some mounting bracket you could have bought for it, but realistically not a mobile.
Okay, so it's FT-890.
That should bring up a picture of it if you look online.
Okay, well, you be thinking about what you want for it, and I'll go look it up and look at the specs and size and everything, and maybe we can come together on it.
Like I said, it does 75 meters, or I guess maybe 160 meters to 10 meters. It's got FM on 10 meters, and you can set it up for a split transmit-receive on any band, which I guess is only really good on 10 meters. You've got like 30 or 40 channels you can program into memory, and you've got FM, and you've got one or two PL tones you can generate.
That sounds pretty good. All right. What I'm thinking about is setting it up, trying to use it as a beverage.
Okay. But, yeah, you know, the one who actually knows that unit much better than I do, because I loaned it to him for over a year, is KI4MLN, if he's ever around anymore. He was using that. I loaned that to him for quite a while. He probably even knows more about it than I do. I don't hear him or see him around anymore.
K4OIM?
No, N, that's Al.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, good enough, bud. You be thinking about it, and I'm looking it up right now, and I'll get back with you either this afternoon or tomorrow or something or other, and we'll talk turkey.
One or two other little things. There's an automatic keyer. There's Vox, some sort of Vox capability. But, yeah, you know, I was using it for a while, and as I said, Al was the one who was actually getting more use out of it than I was. He had that as his base station for quite a long time. You know, I hope he's all right, Al. I haven't heard him on the air. I should give him a call and see what he's up to.
Listen, I got a phone call, and I got to take this, and I will get back with you on that thing. KN4VWA, I'm clear after your final. Later on, guy.
KD2VNG 73s. I'm going to go in and make lunch or do something, so we'll talk later.